Sedalia, February, all go together so well. And it's not an exception tonight. We're looking at 18 degrees, and inside it's nice and toasty. Good crowd to watch the Grizzlies play State Fair Community College for the second time this season. These teams have played one time already, January 25th in West Plains, where the Grizzlies missed seemingly 100 free throws and lost by one, 64-63. And as we turn the triggers off, we'll go to the break and have the starters come up in 90 seconds on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better and offer a wide variety of tires, including lawn and garden tires, farm and agricultural tires. It's that time of year. If you need tire-related services like an alignment or rotation, stop on in. They'll be happy to help you.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Built to work, born to play. The Chevy Silverado is the truck that does it all. Power, performance, and reliability, mile after mile. If you're looking for a truck that won't let you down, it's time for a Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come see the difference the Bailey Factor makes for you.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, let's pick up the starters for these two teams tonight here in cold Sedalia, Missouri, the home of the Missouri State Fair. That's the name of the school here, starting five for the Grizzlies. They'll go tonight with Ryan Richardson, the 6'5 sophomore from Hollywood, Florida. Riley Whitaker will get a start tonight, 6'3 sophomore from Calico Rock, Arkansas. Shadarius Glass, 6'1 freshman from West Monroe, Louisiana. Urji Hanami, 6'4 sophomore from Windsor, Ontario, and Lionel Kimwimba, 6'8 sophomore from Democratic Republic of Congo. The Grizzlies are coached by Jared Fay. Starting five for Matt Brown's State Fair Roadrunners. They are 16-8 on the year, but only 2-5 in region play. Alex Gunnels is a fine point guard. He is 5'11 sophomore from Kansas City. Tyson Mobley is a 6'1 freshman from Newton, Connecticut. John Brantner is a 6'5 sophomore from Cape Girardeau. Chin Hansen is a 6'10 sophomore from Chicago. And their best player is Sam Bradford. He is a 6'6 sophomore from Houston, Texas. And thus far this season, in one game, he had us for 27 points. He is 6'6. He's a big kid. He's a matchup nightmare. I was going to say for us, but really for any team. Grizzlies will be in the Traveling Blues tonight. Roadrunners will be in their home gray. Good crowd has gathered to watch this game tonight. Here's the tip, won easily by Chin and State Fair in this basketball game. In Region 16 is underway. Grizzlies trying to break a little losing streak here tonight against the Roadrunners, who have the ball out on the right side on the wing. Now they'll move it back over to Tyson Mobley. Steps around a screen. Now he'll shoot a three. That is way off the mark. went over the rim and hit the backboard down to Ryan Richardson. Pinami in the left corner. They'll move it around the perimeter with the five-out offense. Richardson all the way to the hole. Puts it up and in. Terrific job that time as they took the opportunity to get the ball to the basket. Ryan Richardson, who led scoring against this team last time with 16, has two. 2-0 Grizzlies just underway in the Davis Center. Over on the right side in the corner. Alex Gunnels guarded by Riley in the lane. Stops, kicks it across to the left corner. Now back on the left wing. Here's a shot for a three, and that's good. Alex Gunnels gets the basket, the first of the night for the Roadrunners, and it's 3-2. Ryan Richardson has Gunnels guarding him, and now a late call, an offensive foul, an illegal screen on Riley Whitaker out on the perimeter. Ryan Richardson had Gunnels guarding him, who is listed at 5'11". Ryan is listed at 6'5", so he was trying to take him to the basket, but a foul on Riley, offensive foul, illegal screen. Left side, here's a quick shot for a two. That's no good. Rebound, Urji Unami for the Grizzlies. Off the miss that time by John Brentner from Cape Girardeau. Out on the right side, to the point. 3-2 game, 17 on the shot clock. Ryan Richardson gives to Urji on the left side. Curls around the screen, top of the circle. Kicks it far left side. Glass has an open drive to the basket. Had it blocked. Kumwimba comes away with it. Now Riley with a three at the point. Won't go down. And rebound taken down by State Fair. Chin with a terrific defensive play there. Weaving away to the basket. Up and around. Left-hand layup is up and in. Great play by Sam Bradford as he gets to the rim for the first time tonight. It won't be the last time. 5-2. Richardson out front. Keeps the dribble on the right wing. He's going to have to get rid of the ball, and he does. Urji on the left side. Sean Glass wide open underneath Richardson with a catch. Pump fake. Has to get rid of it. Does outside to Riley. Bounce pass inside. Lionel up no good, but we get a foul call on State Fair. And that'll be on Chin Hansen, big 6'10 kid, who got that block a moment ago. Terrific play on his part. And it'll be Grizzly basketball underneath. One team foul apiece. Inbound play lob out front, and there's Sean Glass. Right corner, Ryan has it. Defender puts his hand on his forehead. Urji spins to the middle, lobs it outside. Sean Glass shoots a three in the left corner. That's good. Sean Glass. Love to see him make that first one. Tie game. Well, they say it was a two. So it's not a tie. Game 5-4. Now down the other way. Here's Gunnels knifing in, laying it up with the left hand. Can't get it. Front court, Urji on the baseline. Stops, puts it up from 6 feet. Good. Urji Hanami had Bradford guarding him, and he just took the ball right at him. Now that gives the Grizzlies the lead, 6-5. Right side Gunnels. And a really, really weak touch foul, hand check foul out front on Urji Hanami, who is guarding out front, going from one man to the other. He's called for his first foul, second on the Grizzlies. Inbound play. Brantford will play it inbounds. They have a Bradford and a Brantner. Down low, Mobley is trapped. Ball knocked away. Good play. Lionel Kumwimba got his hand on the pass and got the steal. Ryan Richardson at the point. Grizzlies up by 1-6-5. Ryan outside. Riley feet inside. Glass in the corner. Wide open. Urji's got a three, and it's good. Urji Hanami, who has not shot the ball much since the new year started. We need him to do more of that. He's got five already. 9-5 score. Down the lane all the way. Bradford will force it up. No good. Hansen goes over the back for the rebound. And players crash to the floor. We'll probably have a jump ball. If so, that makes it Grizzly ball. And it is, and it does. We get a timeout. with 15:44 to play in the first half. The Grizzlies off to a decent start. They lead it 9-5, and we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, kids' craft days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
9-5 early on. The Grizzlies in the first game against State Fair had an 8-point lead at halftime, 36-28. State Fair rallied and Branford went off and finished the night with 27 points as they won by one. And the Grizzlies that night, the worst free throw shooting night I've ever seen anyone have. 6 out of 22 from the line for 27%. In the middle, here's Richardson, goes up for the ball, shot that is, and the ball gets blocked. Back the other way comes State Fair with it. Mobley in the front court has it up high, guarded by Sean Glass. It's a high screen, dribbles left. Playing the ball off now. Branford to the point. Gunnels now with it. Sean Glass has got the chore of guarding big 6'6" Sam Bradford. That's tough. Down the key all the way in. Here's a lean-in shot off the board. Won't fall. Ball tipped out of bounds. It'll be State Fair ball. 15:06 to go. Boy, both these teams had their issues scoring against Three Rivers. Recently, the Grizzlies had 41 against Three Rivers, while State Fair had 38 the other night. Here's the inbound play with the catch. Brantner can't get the shot away. Now out the point. Gunnels guarded by Jonathan White in the ball game. Crossover down the key. Baseline follow away. That's a really tough shot, and he missed it. Rebound, Jonathan White. Sean Glass up the right side to Ryan. Jonathan White in the game. That'll kind of get him off the point maybe a little bit. Jonathan White to the left corner. Probably the quickest kid the Grizzlies have. He's number 3. Jonathan White from South Carolina. At the point, there's Sean Glass with a 3. It's in and out. No good. Rebound by Ethan Smith, and he'll be fouled. And the Grizzlies will keep the basketball. The foul will go on Tyson Mobley, and that'll be his first foul. Nadia is in the ball game for the Roadrunners. He is a 6'8 freshman from Arlington, Texas. Inbound play. Out front, ball not nearly stolen, chased down the backcourt though. 14 on the shot clock. Jonathan White. At the left elbow, outside near Steele, Riley with 5 seconds. Hands it, Urgy up fake, gonna have to shoot it. Shoot it, 3 ball is up by Ethan Smith. Banked, no good. Rebound controlled by State Fair. Mobley, hand checked at midcourt. Now out to the point. Brantner down the key all the way. Puts it up high and good, and a foul on the play, and the basket will count. Foul will be on Ethan Smith for the Grizzlies. The foul actually came after he let go, but it's going to count as a bucket. And Ethan gets his first foul. One free throw, and it is good. And that makes it a 1-point game, 9-8. Grizzlies will play it in the backcourt while State Fair will get Mosa Asagi in the ball game. Bad pass, ball tipped, picked up, Grizzlies have it, Jonathan White moves it back out front to Riley Whitaker on the left wing. The middle is wide open. Sean Glass dribbles in, fall away from 10 feet, jumper is no good, tipped up, no good by Ergy, out of bounds off State Fair, Grizzly ball with 13:38 to go in the half. Grizzlies run the same offense the rest of the world runs. They run that five out. And there's such a gap in the middle. At the left point, left corner. Sean Glass, Ethan Smith has it at the left point. Dribbles across, hands it off to Riley Whitaker. Bounce pass, give and go. Good play. Lay-in good by Ethan Smith. That's good basketball right there. Riley with a good pass on the give and go to Ethan, who gets his first basket, and it's an 11-8 ball game. Out on the left side. Mobley, left side, bad pass, and it's caught on the Grizzly bench by Ryan Richardson. So the runners pick up their second turnover. And with that, Ryan comes in for Sean Glass. Also in the lineup is Donta Davis, a 6'4 sophomore from New York for State Fair. Ryan has it in the backcourt. And he is picked up by Donta Davis, as a matter of fact. Cross-court pass, bad pass. That cross-court stuff is no good. Here's a driving layup, the other end good. Cross-court passes. And swine flu. About the same level. As the Grizzlies turn the ball over. And now, lead by one, 11-10. Right point, three ball, Jonathan White, no good. And rebound to State Fair. At the point, down the key, ball knocked away, and now we'll get a grab and a hold on Ergy Hanami. And that'll be the fourth foul on the Grizzlies here in the first half. 12:27 to go in the half. We're getting close to another media timeout here pretty soon. Jalen Heisen will check in for the Grizzlies. Jake Sage will check in for the Grizzlies. Inbound underneath, ball knocked out of bounds by Ryan Richardson. Right now, Ethan Smith with Jalen Heisen, Ryan Richardson, Jake Sage, and Jonathan White. That's the five right now for the Grizzlies. 12 and a half to go in the first half. Lob on the inbound, out in the corner, back to the left side. Davis with it, guarded there by Jalen Heisen. Jalen with an inch or two on him height-wise. On the left point, pick it up to the left side in the corner. Baseline move, fall away from 15 feet, no good. Rebound popped high in the air, picked up by Jalen Heisen. Grizzlies come back with Jonathan White, looking to add on to a one-point lead. Lob over the top, bad pass, out of bounds, turnover Grizzlies, their second of the first half. A little bit too much out, needed a little more up in order to make that play. Grizzlies go to the full court press now. Looks like 2-1-2, three-quarter court. Now they'll come back and pick up. Grizzlies stay in the zone. Down the right side all the way in. Here's a hanging shot. No good. Jalen Heisen gets his second rebound. Off the miss by Gunnels. Right to left. Here come the Grizzlies in the blue. Ryan all the way in. Goes up. Scores. Foul on the play. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul call, offensive foul, on the Grizzlies. That'll be on Ryan Richardson on the drive. They say he hooked the defender. Timeout with 11:34 to go. In the first half, the Grizzlies lead the Roadrunners 11-10. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Dr. Greg, Hirsch Feed Parts Department. For this month only, original Bad Boy mower blades will be at $17.99 each, and competitive priced aftermarket blades for $12.99. Plus, we have 2 quarts of 10W30 motor oil and 1 Oregon brand oil filter for the combined price of $14. Come see the number one customer service parts department at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Well, we have 11:34 to go in the first half. The first time these teams played, and they came into West Plains, Sam Bradford's State Fair was coming off a huge game. And so we were really watching him close in the first half of the game in West Plains. He didn't do anything, really. He had 6 points, maybe. He was saving it for the second half, and that's kind of the way it's looking here so far tonight. He hasn't really been involved much, but he will be. And he has it on the right sideline right now. Out to the point. Chin Hansen to the left corner. Gunnels down the key. Here's a drive by Mobley. Throws it off the board with the left hand. No good. Ethan Smith gets the rebound for the Grizzlies. Over on the right side, Richardson gets a screen. Picks up the dribble. Bounces it over. Jalen Heisen. Back out to Ryan with 12 on the shot clock. He's on the right side right in front of Matt Brown over on the State Fair bench. Pull up, jump shot, 17 footer is good. It hit the rim three times and decided to go in. And Ryan now has 5. Travel violation in the front court. The Grizzlies stage and Ryan Richardson forced a turnover by Dante Davis. Traveling with the basketball. Grizzlies get it back. It's 13-10. And it'll be Grizzly ball. Mentioning the fact that both these teams have had some pretty low outputs this season. I think this year is the lowest scoring year in 14 seasons that I've watched Region 16. Not a lot of offense. Here's a drive down the key by Ryan, and he'll be fouled on the drive down the left side of the key. That'll stop the clock at the 10:24 mark. The foul will be on Asagi. His first. And it'll be in the act of shooting, so 2 shots for Ryan Richardson. First try is good. I bet in his life, before that game January 25th, Ryan Richardson has never shot 2 out of 8 from the free throw line. He's been perfectly normal since then. Next one is good. Ryan has 7. 15-10. Grizzlies will press. Near walk by Davis in the backcourt again. Up the left side, Brantner. He's double-teamed. Pass across. Now Davis down the key all the way. Goes up. And his shot off the backboard won't fall. Rebound Ryan Richardson. Slapped out of bounds from behind by State Fair. It'll be Grizzly ball with 5-point lead. Right now, the Grizzlies will have Ethan Smith throwing the ball in, Ryan Richardson in the backcourt. In the front court, waiting, Sean Glass, Jake Sage, and Jalen Heisen. Let's see if Jake Sage can pop open here. He's got a 6'5 defender on him. Pass down low, Ethan Smith. Posting up, backing down, dropping down, turns inside. Now outside it goes to Ryan Richardson. 10 on the shot clock, high screen. Pulls up, shoots the 3, and it's no good. Rebound to State Fair. Bradford has it. He comes up the middle. You got to stop the basketball. Don't let him penetrate. And he spins to the middle, kicks it outside on the right wing. Bradford with a 3, and it's in and out. Rebound to Sean Glass. Roadrunners are cool from the field early in the ballgame. 15-10. Left side, Sage has it. Back to Sean. Reset the offense. Sage hands to Richardson at the point. Screen left, drives down the lane, puts up a wild shot, got bumped, out of bounds, turnover Grizzlies. Sometimes in high school you can get bumped, throw up a wild shot, and buy a call. That doesn't happen now. You may as well just set your mind to the fact you're going to get hit and just keep going. 15-10. And that's that way for everybody. Front court, John Brantner to the high post. Dribbling down, posting inside. Shot is up way too hard. And the rebound of the Grizzlies off of Soggy's miss. Jake, long three on the right wing, rims off, rebound though, caught four, and Lionel Kamwimba gets it. Open on the weak side, Riley Whitaker had it, lost it, tied up, timeout. Do we get a timeout? Jump ball call instead, and so it'll go back to the State Fair. 8:33 to go in the first half. We are very close to another timeout, but not quite. Javian Downey checks in for the Grizzlies. Javian comes off the bench fresh for the last 8.5 minutes. Up the right side, Gunnels, front court, Branford. Penetrates all the way in, lost the basketball, turned over again, and here come the Grizzlies with Javian. Taking all the way to the hole. Cross-court pass, left corner. Jake Sage, three ball is too hard. Ball is fought, picked up by Gunnels, and back comes State Fair. They don't have numbers, so they'll hold it up. Right corner, there's Branford for a three. That's no good. Rebound to Javian Downey. Javian takes it all the way in. Step through off the glass. No good. Rebound, Chin Hansen has it for the runners. Next one to score wins. Down the right side, Tyson Mobley down the key. Leans in, right elbow. Chin Hansen with a two. No good. Rebound to Jake Sage with 7:45 to play. First half, Grizzlies sitting on a 15-10 lead. It's been the same thing for both teams. Grizzlies have been sitting there on 15 for a while, giving State Fair a chance to make up some ground, but it's got both ways. Riley Whitaker down the key, puts it up off the board, no good. A rebound is going to be kicked around and picked up by Branford. He'll bring it up for State Fair at the right side. 7:20 to go in the half, 15-10 Grizzlies. Out front, Mobley has it. He'll hold with Jonathan White getting ready to check in for MSU West Plains. Mobley tries to cut down the lane. Puts it high off the board on the drive. No good, but he got hand-checked on the drive. That'll be before the shot, and that'll be on Riley Whitaker for the Grizzlies. Riley's second foul. And a timeout with 7:07 to play in the first half. The Grizzlies with a 5-point lead at State Fair, 15-10. Back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better and offer a wide variety of tires, including lawn and garden tires, farm and agricultural tires. It's that time of year. If you need tire-related services like an alignment or rotation, stop on in. They'll be happy to help you.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, kids' craft days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Well, 15-10 is the score. We started a little later tonight. We always start at 7:30 at State Fair because there's always a Lady Roadrunner basketball game prior to ours. So it'll run a little bit later tonight. Here's the inbound in the right corner. Branford for State Fair to the low block. Mobley has it. Tries to go up and under, can't. Kicks it out to the point. Three ball by Gunnels is no good. And the rebound, Sean Glass times it, gets it up the right sideline. Glass puts up a floater, shoots an air ball from the free throw line. That was, we could have got something better than that. Branford front court goes around the defender, lays it up good, foul the play, basket counts, and that's what Branford can do. Sam Branford with a bucket plus one after we didn't cash in off the turnover at the other end. But it wasn't really a turnover, it was off a defensive rebound, but still same effect. Second foul on Ethan Smith. Lionel Kamwimba comes in for Ethan. Ryan Richardson comes in for Sean Glass. Sam Bradford has 4 points. He'll probably finish with a lot more. Free throw, no good. And the rebound is going to be bounced off the Grizzlies, and it'll be State Fair basketball. Good play that time. by Daniel Garza for the runners. Falling out of bounds. Got control and bounced it off the left knee of Ryan Richardson. Inbound play, left baseline. Branford curls to the middle, leans in, right hand baby hook, no good. Put back Garza, good. Daniel Garza pays off. 6'6 freshman from Chicago. 15-14, Grizzlies by one. Downey beats his man on the dribble. Scoop shot on the weak side, up, no good, but a foul will be called on the play. And that'll be against the Roadrunners as Javian got the ball to the basket. Anytime we can get the ball to the basket, that's always a really, really good thing. Meanwhile, the second foul call tonight on Chen Hansen, their 6'10 center. And I don't know what we're waiting on. What are we waiting on? Oh, we're waiting on Javian. He's just standing there holding the ball. Here's the free throw. First try is short. No good. Brantner will check back into the lineup now for the Roadrunners. One more try for Javian, looking for his first point of the ball game, trying to give the Grizzlies 2-point lead. And in and out, no good. Rebound, Chen Hansen, and back comes State Fair. Mobley to Gunnels, back to Mobley. Up the left side, cut off, double team. Up the left side now, Garza goes baseline. Cross-court pass ends up in row 5 here in the far corner. Turnover 5 on State Fair. In the backcourt, Ryan Richardson will play the ball into Jonathan White. 6'6", Daniel Garza guarding Jonathan White. Richardson on the left side to the right corner. Downey beats his man on the drive. Dishes across, knocked away and stolen. Tried to get it to Lionel, but Brantner got a hand in and knocked it away at the right point. Ball fake, Brantner pulls up, 16-foot shot straight on, no good. Rebound taken down by the Grizzlies. And that's Ryan Richardson. 5.5 to go in the first half. 15-14. Expect this to be a really low-scoring game, and that's what it is so far. At the left point, Richardson has it, 13 on the shot clock. Pick and roll left, shoots a 3 from the left wing, no good. Rebound long, though, picked up by Jalen Heisen, had it knocked away, and he got fouled. Good job by Jalen. He's got 3 boards here coming off the bench. Tyson Mobley with his second foul for Moberly, for Moberly, for State Fair. If someone named Mobley ever played for Moberly, that'd be a problem, I imagine. But anyway, our next game will be Saturday night, and that will be Mineral Area. Homecoming. Here's the inbound play. Out front, Javian, 20 on the shot clock, Grizzlies. Up by one. Left corner, 3 ball by Richardson is an air ball and taken on the weak side by Gunnels. Richardson nearly got the steal. Down the front court. Mobley has it. Baseline stepped out of bounds as Mobley tried to dribble around the defender. Bradford checks back in for State Fair. Jake Sage checks back in for the Grizzlies, for Jonathan White. This team, these two teams, have a lot of similarities. Sage in the backcourt, hands to Ryan Richardson. Dribbles in, bounce underneath, Sage, reverse layup is good. Jake Sage got open underneath, Ryan found him and got the lay-in. First bucket Jake's had in a while is 17-14. Front court, Bradford held up. Jalen Heisen, hook pass underneath. Layup is good on the reverse by Chen Hansen. Oh, that's going to be Ndiaye with the basket instead of Hansen. That's his first of the ball game for State Fair. 17-16. Jalen Heisen spins to the middle, turn around, shot, back iron, no good, and wow, rebound taken by State Fair, and Lionel Kamwimp about got pulled out from behind by Bradford, who shoots a three at the other end, no good, rebound, Jake Sage has it. Grizzlies back by one, 17-16. On the right side, Javian, screen goes left, down the middle, puts up a floater, around and good. Javian Downey attacked the basket and got his first field goal. And it's 19-16. Back the other way, Bradford quickly. Back to the basket, lays it up and good. He can go 1-on-5 pretty much. He won't score every time, but he'll score his share. 19-18, Grizzlies by one, 3:15 to play. Long to the right corner, Downey holds it. State Fair and a straight man-to-man. The Grizzlies now out front. Up by one, Ryan Richardson. Splits the D, puts it up on the drive. No good, but he got fouled. He'll shoot two. And we'll get a timeout with 2:56 to go in the first half. And it's a minute timeout with the score of the Grizzlies 19, State Fair 18. Back in a minute on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, kids' craft days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
2 minutes and 56 seconds remain in the first half here at State Fair. And the Grizzlies have had the lead most of the half. Biggest lead was 5. And now it's 1. Ryan Richardson at the line for the Grizzlies here. And the first try, no good. We are 2 out of 5 from the line so far. Ryan has made both of them. Here's the next try, no good. And the rebound, Brantner. Long up the left side. Mobley has it. Pass to the right corner. Gunnels, right wing Mobley. Got a three. Look, and it's no good. Rebound tipped over. Save. Good hustle by Ryan Richardson to Jalen Owsley. Or Jalen Hyson. Jalen Hyson with the... He's had his hand on a lot of passes, a lot of rebounds so far here in the first half. Richardson posting up to 5'11". Gunnels inside. Goes up and got fouled. And makes his way to the free throw line once again. Nadaye with the foul. That'll be, I think, his first, and it is. First foul on Malik Nadaye, and at the line again. Ryan Richardson, free throw, no good. Well, he made his first two, but he's missed his last three. He is very stiff in his free throw shooting. Not hardly any. There's a little knee bend. Here's next free throw. Good. That's the way you do it. Get a little knee bend in there. That helps a lot. Softens up the shot. 20-18. Mobley, right side. Gunnels has it. Mobley, left side. Grizzlies trapping out of their zone. It's worked pretty well so far. On the right side, Brantner, three ball is no good, and the rebound will be tipped out of bounds by State Fair, and it'll be Grizzly ball. Grizzlies doing a really good job on the glass against a team that's got some substantial size inside with the likes of the 6'8" Nadaye, who's out there right now, and the 6'6" Sam Bradford. Good job battling by Heisen. Here's a three at the right end. Other end, no good by Jake Sage. Rebound, State Fair. They come back, and good job stopping the ball on the break by Ryan Richardson. Crossover dribble, backdoor cut. Bradford goes up, shoots, no good, but he got fouled on the shot by Lionel Kamwimba, and he'll shoot two. So Lionel gets the foul, and it'll be two shots. Sam Bradford, 0 for 1 from the line tonight. He's got 6 points on the evening. Two-point game, now it's a one-point game. A 6'6" kid that can score. Man, everybody would love to have one of those. State Fair has a good one. The next one is also good. Bradford has 8. Tie game at 20. Richardson up the sideline to Glass. Back outside to Ryan. High post or high point pick. Richardson, bad pass out front. Saved by Sean Glass. 8 on the shot clock. Glass has it. Pull up. 17-foot jumper is in and out. Rebound fought for. Picked up by Kamwimba. Lionel back out to Jake Sage. That's the first impression that I've got here is from the game in general. The Grizzlies doing a really good job on the board. All the way in. Here's a scoop. Reverse. Left hand good on the weak side. Ryan Richardson had to go up and under and spin it in with the left hand. 22-20. Now Bradford at the other end. Draws the double team out to Gunnels. Cross court to the right corner. And a whistle. And he stepped out of bounds. And Daye stepped out in the corner. And the Roadrunners turned the ball over for the seventh time in the first half. 41 seconds left in the first half. Is this a full or this is going to be a 30-second timeout, it would appear. Basketball season is winding down very quickly. Tomorrow night, Zizzer basketball on KDY. West Plains will be at Branson trying to break a losing streak. The Zizzers have been turboed in their last three games. They'll play Branson at Branson tomorrow night. Then Saturday night, of course, we'll be at the Civic Center as the Grizzlies will host Mineral Area. We're back to play. Ryan Richardson with now 30 seconds to go. And Saturday, by the way, again, is homecoming. 9 on the shot clock, 19 game clock. Richardson over. Heisen. Travel with the basketball. Jalen was going to jump past to the post. The post had turned and gone somewhere else. Gunnels will throw it in the backcourt. They still have 15 seconds left in the half. Grizzlies are ahead by 2. In the middle, Brander cuts all the way in. Blocked by Lionel Kamwimba, one of the best defensive plays of the season. Now Daye loses the basketball. Loose on the neck. Lionel comes away with it. And we'll get a whistle and a jump ball. It'll be Grizzly basketball. With 9/10 of a second left in the half, Lionel Kamwimba saved us a bucket with a great block shot. And then got down on the floor and protected the ball to prevent turnover. And now the half ends. At the end of the first half, the Grizzlies lead State Fair 22-20. And we're back in 2 minutes. Grizzly Halftime brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities. And we'll have at the end of the night our Don's Auto Service Grizzly Player of the Game. A timeout. Back in 2 minutes on KDY.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Built to work, born to play. The Chevy Silverado is the truck that does it all. Power, performance, and reliability, mile after mile. If you're looking for a truck that won't let you down, it's time for a Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come see the difference the Bailey Factor makes for you.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better and offer a wide variety of tires, including lawn and garden tires, farm and agricultural tires. It's that time of year. If you need tire-related services like an alignment or rotation, stop on in. They'll be happy to help you.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, Kids Craft Days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Dr. Greg, Hirsch Feed Parts Department, for this month only, original Bad Boy mower blades will be at $17.99 each, and competitive priced aftermarket blades for $12.99. Plus, we have 2 quarts of 10W30 motor oil and 1 Oregon brand oil filter for the combined price of $14. Come see the number one customer service parts department at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Half Star Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, halftime score. The Grizzlies lead it by 2, 22-20. In the first half, Ryan Richardson had 10 points to lead the scoring, 5 for Urji Hunami. And then we have 4 guys with 2, Sean Glass, Ethan Smith, Jake Sage, and Javian Downey. In the first half, the Grizzlies threw the ball away 6 times and were 3 out of 8 from the free throw line. I don't know what it is about playing State Fair, but we just can't shoot free throws while we play these guys. For the year now, go using the first game and the first half of this game. The Grizzlies from the line against State Fair now this year are 9 out of 30. Meanwhile, State Fair in the first half, Sam Bradford warming up for the second half, had 8 points. Alex Gunnels had 5. Dom Brantner with 3, 2 apiece for Malik and Daye, and Daniel Garza. State Fair had one more turnover than the Grizzlies. They had 7. And they were 3 for 4 from the free throw line. Halftime, Sedalia. Cold night and fairly cold shooting by both teams. The Roadrunners very cold in the first half, but the Grizzlies have a 2-point lead, 22-20, and we're back in 2 minutes on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better and offer a wide variety of tires, including lawn and garden tires, farm and agricultural tires. It's that time of year. If you need tire-related services like an alignment or rotation, stop on in. They'll be happy to help you.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
Good evening, everybody. Dan in the Weather Center. Let's go over the 10-day forecast. Tonight's low, 19 degrees. Going to be very, very chilly out there. Make sure you stay warm. Tomorrow, 42 for a high. Saturday's looking like 49. Sunday won't get above freezing with 31 for a high and 14 for a low. Monday's looking like 36. And this Tuesday is going to be 28 for a high with the possibility of 4 inches of snow.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
This has been a busy 2 weeks of ball games. We had, of course, on Monday night, they moved up the games for West Plains High School, where the boys and girls varsity games played on the same night with Bolivar in town. So we didn't have a game Tuesday night, and the game the Grizzlies were supposed to play here on Wednesday night got pushed over to tonight, so we didn't have anything Wednesday night. But after tonight, we'll have the Zizzers at Branson tomorrow night, and then Saturday night, it's the homecoming game at MSU West Plains, and the Grizzlies will host the Cardinals, Mineral Area Community College. And counting this game tonight to show just how fast this basketball season is flying by, the Grizzlies counting tonight have just 5 games left before you get to the postseason. Well, one thing I didn't mention when the game started was the Grizzlies are still without Blaine Harris, Cape Girardeau freshman, 6'6 freshman. He's missed the last few games, and that is much from what Coach Fay was describing it as. The reason was a lot of wear and tear. I don't know that he's injured so much as he just needed to recharge the batteries, but we'll probably see him back out there pretty soon. Urji Hunami got off to a good start tonight. He had 5 points fairly early. And then he turned into Waldo. Couldn't find him. He didn't play much the last 10 minutes of the first half. Maybe he can get off to a good start in the second. Jake Sage coming off the bench, made a bucket, and so maybe that'll get him going from the three-point line. Meanwhile, we'll take our final break, and we'll come back with the second half, expecting the starters for both teams, Richardson, Whitaker, Glass, Tsunami, and Kamwimba. For the Grizzlies, for State Fair, Alex Gunnell, Tyson Mobley, John Brantner, Chin Hansen, and Sam Bradford, according to what the scoreboard says. Anyway, second half coming up, back in 2 minutes, in Sedalia on KDY.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Dr. Greg, Hirsch Feed Parts Department. For this month only, original Bad Boy mower blades will be at $17.99 each and competitive priced aftermarket blades for $12.99. Plus, we have 2 quarts of 10W30 motor oil and 1 Oregon brand oil filter for the combined price of $14. Come see the number one customer service parts department at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Back at Sedalia, the fans are working their ways back to their seats. They have an outstanding concession stand here at Sedalia. It is a very, very popular spot. Big crowd there has kind of broken up a little bit. I was watching us warm up, getting ready for the second half. Grizzlies are ahead by 2, 22-20. And, of course, the warm-up doesn't mean that much, but I found it odd that during the warm-up, our big guys, Ethan Smith, Jarrell Tomlinson, Jalen Heisen, all these guys shooting threes and making threes while they're making more threes than our guards were. So may have to turn the reins loose on the bigger kids here in the second half. We'll see how it all stacks up as the Grizzlies will start the second half with the same 5 that started the ball game. Brian Richardson, Riley Whitaker, Sean Glass, Urji Unami, and Lionel Kamwimba. State Fair will go with Alex Gunnels, Tyson Mobley, John Brantner, Chin Hansen, and Sam Bradford. They break the huddle over on the sideline in front of their head coach, Matt Brown. They are 16-8, but only 2-5 in region play. And the reason for that is they play a really, really weak scheduled to start the season. When I say that, I'm talking about playing JV teams, things like that. Here's Mobley at the point to start the half. A three is over the backboard. Good start for the Grizzlies. And it'll be Grizzly basketball. So a three by Mobley. Bounces over the backboard. Full court pressure now by State Fair. Riley Whitaker into the front court. Gets it now established, and here we go. Ryan Richardson guarded by Gunnell. Hung up to the left corner, Glass. To the point, Riley with it. Riley, left elbow, pull up, jumper, good. Riley Whitaker, big shot. Riley Whitaker's first basket. Grizzly lead 4, 24-20. Left point, Mobley. Over on the right side to Gunnels. Brantner picked up by Glass. They'll move it left side of the floor, Mobley. Pass left baseline. There's Brantner guarded by Riley Whitaker, and that's the big matchup for the Grizzlies. Crossover right side, left elbow, follow away jumper, flipped up there and good. Sam Bradford has 10 points. He'll get to a point in this game if it's tied, especially that they'll just give him the ball every time down. Sean Glass over. Riley's got another three. That's good. Riley Whitaker's feeling something good here. Riley with the second field goal quick here in the second half and knocks down the three. And it's a five-point game, 27-22, matching the Grizzlies' biggest lead tonight. High screen, Mobley goes left, cut off by Urji Hanami. Gunnels at the point. Hand check by Whitaker. Left side, Mobley drives the lane, up and around shot. Nope, pass outside. They'll move it to the point. Gunnels with a three, no good. Rebound, Lionel Kimwimba has it. Deshaun Glass. Up to Ryan Richardson. Drives the baseline all the way. Goes up. Got blocked by Brantner. Late call and a foul on State Fair. Matt Brown unhappy on the State Fair sideline about that. Understandably so. That looked pretty good on the block. 27-22 though. Ryan Richardson, free throw good. Grizzly lead is 6, 28-22. And good again. The Grizzlies have outscored State Fair here in this half. 7-2. Mobley, bounce pass, give and go inside. Chin Hansen, hook shot up, no good. Rebound, Sean Glass. A three would make it a 10-point game all the way in. Glass drives and lays it up as he got around Mobley, and a timeout call by the State Fair Roadrunners as Sean Glass beat the defender, and the Grizzlies doing a great job on the attack on offense, and now with a 9-point lead with 17:47. Long way to go here at Sedalia with the score of the Grizzlies 31 and the Roadrunners 22. Back in a minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Dr. Greg, Hirsch Feed Parts Department. For this month only, original Bad Boy mower blades will be at $17.99 each and competitive priced aftermarket blades for $12.99. Plus, we have 2 quarts of 10W30 motor oil and 1 Oregon brand oil filter for the combined price of $14. Come see the number one customer service parts department at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Bailey, Jimmy, and Jim.
Built to work, born to play. The Chevy Silverado is the truck that does it all. Power, performance, and reliability, mile after mile. If you're looking for a truck that won't let you down, it's time for a Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come see the difference the Bailey Factor makes for you.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Clock running again at 17:43 in the second half. The Grizzlies lead State Fair tonight 31-22. Pretty good defense, very good rebounding have been the key. Inside, Bradford posts up inside, goes high off the glass and good. Anytime they need a basket, they will throw it to number 25, Sam Bradford. 31-24, he is from Houston, Texas. Really good player. Richardson. will hand it off to Lionel, gets it back, gets a screen, pick and roll. Baseline all the way in, and here's Ryan, puts it up and good. Great up and under shot by Ryan Richardson, who now is 14. 33-24, left baseline. Sean Glass is on Bradford, and he'll turn and shoot, and we'll get a foul call on Sean. We really don't have a player that matches up with Sam Bradford. 6'6" sophomore. Shot from the right side. Brantner for three. No good. That was Brantner, not Bradford. Down the front court after the Grizzlies rebound. Sean Glass, free throw line. Open jump shot is around and out. Rebound taken down by Bradford. Bradford up the right side for State Fair. In the gray with the Carolina blue trim. Down the left baseline. Fall away baseline shot. Good. Nothing but net. Bradford has all six of their points. He's keeping them in the game. 33-26. Sean Glass back toward the timeline to Ryan Richardson. Curls over the top. Takes the baseline in. Double team. Wrap around. There's Lionel. Goes up. Got strip, but he got fouled as well with 16:09 to go. Probably Gunnels, but I'm not sure. Yes. Alex Gunnels with his first foul. Now Lionel Kamwemba at the free throw line. The Grizzlies need to take advantage of all of these free throws. First try here with 16:09 left. It is a rounded out. No good. From a technique standpoint, though, of all the players on the Grizzly team, Lionel may have the best form of any free throw shooter. You can tell he really works on it. Next try is no good, and the ball comes long back toward the free throw line, rebounded by Brantner, and here comes State Fair. 0-for-2 at the line there. The Grizzlies now for the half, 2 out of 4. Gunnels to the left side. Brantner has it. Guarded by Richardson. Goes to the right on the dribble. Curls over. Now looks back out front. Gunnels got away with a little jab step walk. Drives in. Missed the lay-in. Rebound. Riley Whitaker. And we'll get a foul call in the backcourt on Bradford reaching in on Riley Whitaker. That'll be his first foul. And we'll get a timeout. 15:41 to play in the second half. The Grizzlies enjoy a 7-point lead and have the ball when we come back with a score 33-26. Back to Sedalia in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better and offer a wide variety of tires, including lawn and garden tires, farm and agricultural tires. It's that time of year. If you need tire-related services like an alignment or rotation, stop on in. They'll be happy to help you.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3, organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
15:41 to play in the ball game. It'll be Grizzly basketball. They'll throw it in from the far end. Grizzlies haven't subbed a lot tonight. Here's the inbound. Javian Downey is in the ball game for the Grizzlies. Urji Hunami in the backcourt. Urji, guarded by Bradford, gets it over the timeline. Takes him to the hole. Dishes across. Kamwemba goes up, lays it up. No good. Rebound, though, is going to be fought for and picked up finally by Mobley. And State Fair come back the other way up the left sideline. Bradford pushes off, leans in, shoots the ball. No good. Rebound taken by Sean Glass. And we get a foul call on the Grizzlies on the rebound. Foul is on Urji Hanami. That'll be his third. So Ethan Smith will come in. For Lionel Kamwimba, Jake Sage comes in for Urji Hanami. .33-26 Inbound play from underneath for State Fair. Out to the point. Dante Davis gets a long three, and that's no good. Rebound, Sean Glass high in the air to rip that one down. Shandarius will hand off now to Jake Sage. Back to Sean Glass. Bounce pass, Ethan Smith. Backs down into the paint, turns to the middle, trap, kicks a corner, wide open. Jake Sage three is no good. And the rebound, good. Hustle by JV and Downey to get it to Ryan Richardson. Good example there by the sophomore. Ryan beats his guy on the dribble, steps through, goes up, and travel. First turnover of the second half on the Grizzlies. The amount of contact that is allowed between high school and college is really something. Night and day. Mobley up top, dribbles down the key, guarded by Sage. Turns to the middle, puts an up balance shot up and misses badly. Rebound, Grizzlies with Javian Downey. Back to Jake Sage. And he got fouled out on the perimeter by Tyson Mobley. That'll be his third foul. Inbound play, front court. Grizzlies 33, Roadrunners 26, 14-15 to play. Sean Glass dribbles over, left elbow, left quarter. Jake Sage back to Sean. Goes baseline, pull up, shot, foul. On the shot, shoots two, and that foul will be on Brantner. And that'll be his second foul. Shedarius Glass to the line. The Grizzlies have five out of ten tonight from the line. Sean Glass, first free throw. He has 4 points this evening. Free throw is good. .34-26 And good again. State Fair comes back. 9-point lead for the Grizzlies. This may be the biggest lead right here. High screen. They'll double team. They'll get it over now. Stepping through, leaning in, and Aye was a lay-in up and good on a pick and roll. First player to score other than Bradford for State Fair here in the half. Here's Downey driving across. Right-hand running layup. Across the lane. Right-hand lay-in is good. Javian Downey cutting across the deck has 4. 37-28, Grizzlies by 9. Left side, high screen for Bradford. They'll double-team him. He loses the ball. Feet up ahead, Ryan Richardson all the way with a two-handed dunk. And a timeout call by State Fair. The Grizzlies get the dunk off the turnover and lead it now by 11 at State Fair. 13:50 to go in the second half, 39-28. And we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Just making some notes as we go along here in the second half. The Grizzlies have decided that when Bradford gets the ball now, they're going to double or triple team him. Just make him give it up. And that's really smart. Here's a bad pass as they break the press, but now they'll throw it out front. Picked up by Mobley in the left corner. Open shot in Dahye with a three. That's an air ball. Tipped out of bounds by State Fair, and it'll be Grizzly basketball. They are cold as a wedge in wintertime, and we've got to pile on while we can. The lead is 11. Jonathan White, the game for the Grizzlies. Right sideline. Outside, around the horn it goes. Backdoor pass, good feed. Ethan Smith, land good by Javian Downey on a great backdoor cut. And Ethan Smith with a fantastic pass. That's six for Javian. 41-28. 13-point Grizzly lead. On the right side. Down the key, kick it to the right corner. Ball fake and Daye. This is Davis, shoots an air ball, and the Grizzlies get it. And JV and Downey, they lost the ball, though, on the floor. Now loose again, picked up by Heisen. White gives over. Glass cuts to the basket, lays it in on a great feed from Jonathan White. Where's this been for the last month? Now back the other way quickly. Brantner, they beat him down the floor, and Brantner gets the lay-in for State Fair. He has five and a timeout on the floor with 12 minutes to play in the ball game. State Fair calls time. It'll be a 30-second timeout with a score of the Grizzlies, 43. State Fair, 30, and we're back in 30 seconds on KDY.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, kids' craft days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
We'll talk with Jared Fay after the ball game. We'll have also our Grizzly sharpshooter of the night. See who did best from the three-point line. That's brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. And the Don's Auto Service Player of the Game, which it's not been renamed the Sean Glass Award yet. Right now, Ryan Richardson is putting up a really big night. He has 16 points with 12 minutes to go. Javian Downey will throw it in the backcourt with Jonathan White, Ethan Smith, Sean Glass, and Jalen Heisen. Inbound to Ethan. Gives it to Sean Glass. Breaks the time count with 2 seconds to spare. Jonathan White spins to the left wing. Keeps the dribble. Dribble. We dribble the ball a lot. Bounce pass over now on the left elbow. Ethan Smith, bounce pass, back door, bad pass stolen. Second turnover of the half, eighth for the game on the Grizzlies. Tried to be too perfect there. Gunnels has it. Front court at the left point. Dante Davis puts it on the deck, drives in, leans in. Shot, law, and he missed it, but a foul, late whistle and a foul on Ethan Smith. It was a foul, no doubt about it. And it's in the act of shooting, no doubt about that. Dante Davis at the free throw line. 6'4 sophomore from Harlem, New York. First free throw is good. That one hit the back of the iron and went up just a little higher than the backboard, came straight back down and through. 43-31. Good again. So State Fair will get Tyson Mobley back in with those three fouls. Daniel Garza comes in off the bench for them, the 6'6 forward. Javian Downey on the inbound play. Gets it in to Ryan Richardson. Ryan gets it over and to Jonathan White. Dribbles over top of the circle. Looks back door, does. Go back door, layup no good by Javian Downey on a good backdoor pass. And the foul is going to be Malik Ndiaye, and that'll be his second, I think. In the act of shooting, Javian Downey to the line, and he is yet to connect from the line so far tonight. First try, good. Javian, of course, had about 6 weeks where he was shelved because of an Achilles strain. I'd like to think that had he been able to stay healthy, it would have made quite a bit of difference in that period of games that the Grizzlies played while he was on the shelf. Next one, no good. Spins out, picked up St. Clair. They're down 12. On the right side, Garza. Left hand three from the wing, no good. Rebound two, Lionel Kimwimba. Javian Downey up the left side. Brian Richardson. To the point. Riley Whitaker takes it across. Boy, the Grizzlies have really burned them back door here in the second half. Richardson up fake, drives the lane all the way in, leans in, shoots, no good. A lot of contact, but again, no whistle, and picked up by State Fair. Down the key all the way. Layup is good. Asagi with the basket. His first for the Roadrunners. Back to a 10-point game. This thing is going to, you would imagine, be very tight down the stretch. 10 points right now. Richardson on the left side, dribbles, kicks it over to the point. Javian Downey has it, middle of the court, feeds it across, Jonathan White. Takes it over, 15-foot jumper at the shot clock horn, no good. Picked up, State Fair up ahead. Garza had to chase the pass down, or he would have had a dunk. Now Garza shoots from the left point for three, in and out. Rebounded by Javian Downey. Again, I will say, we are very fortunate that State Fair has been so cold from the field here. Downey, reach-in foul will be called on Gunnels out front. That'll be his second foul. And team foul, that'll put the Grizzlies on the line. Now we got to take advantage of that. Urji Hunami is in for the Grizzlies. John Brantner is in for State Fair. And they will take Dante Davis. No, they'll take Asagi out of the ballgame. Second foul on Alex Gunnels for State Fair, the free throw shooter again, Javian Downey. And the first one's good. It's good to be able to get someone to the line enough so that they feel comfortable up there and you kind of get in a rhythm at the free throw line. Free throw shooting isn't just shooting. It's concentration, it's rhythm, it's routine, it's a lot of things. And the second try, good. Javian has hit three out of four here in this half. And it's a 46-34 game. Let's play some defense and start to pile onto this lead. Brantner on the right side, up fake to the point. Left side pass to Garza. To the point to Mobley. Dribbles over right behind the screen. Pull up 12-footer is good. Tyson Mobley's first basket of the ball game. Grizzlies come back. Urji Hanami has it. Out front to Ryan Richardson. Down the key. Tried to spin to the middle and lost the ball. Turnover number 9 on the Grizzlies. Front court, 2-on-2. Lean in. Brantner shoots off the board. Good. 8-point game, 46-38. Since we dribble the ball so stinking much on offense, that gives teams a chance to come up from behind every now and then. And that's where some of our turnovers come from. Urji with a three in the left corner, no good. Rebound long, Brantner has it. Here comes State Fair. Up the middle, down the key. Lean-in shot blocked by Downey. Out of bounds, stays with the Roadrunners with 8:21 to play. Sean Glass will check in for Javian. Underneath, it'll be Mobley to throw it in for State Fair. Catch and shoot, Garza, quick, no good. And the rebound to Lionel Kimwimba, who just got kind of slugged from behind by Garza on the rebound there. Sean Glass has it. Left side. Urji drives the baseline all the way. Puts it up and good. Urji Hunami got a step and got to the rim and now has 7. 48-38. Grizzlies looking for their 11th win of the season. Here's a deflection out front picked up by Ndaye. Down the key all the way. The 6'8 kid puts it up on the run, puts it up and in. Malik Ndaye has 6. 48-40. 7.5 minutes to play. Richardson on the wing to the point. Up fake by Urge. Puts it on the floor. Drives in. Leans and shoots. No good. Rebound Garza with it. Up the left side to Mobley. Mobley goes left baseline. All the way around. Feeds it back outside. Threw the ball away. Brantner with 20 on the shot clock. Bounce pass on the baseline. Mobley feeds it across. Knocked away. Picked up by Mobley. He's trapped in the lane. They've been in the lane for 15 seconds. Now in the left corner, Garza. Pull up. Fall away. 15-footer. No good. Rebound tipped out. Picked up by Sean Glass. He'll go one-on-two. Sean all the way to the hole. Right-hand scoop. Layup is good. That's more like one-on-three. Sean Glass. 8.5, 10 for the game. 50-40. Gunnels at the point. Crossover dribble and Daye. Free throw line. Fall away. Jumper good. The kid's a pretty good player. He only had 2 the first half. He's got now 8 for the game. 50-42. Can't get enough of those 6'8" kids that are athletic, can run the court, can shoot the ball, and play defense. Left side, Sean Glass. Reach in foul will be called on the aforementioned Malik Ndaye. Reaching in on Sean Glass. Third foul on him. Timeout on the court. 6:09 to play. Can we hold on? 8-point lead. 50-42. Grizzlies lead the Roadrunners. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Dr. Greg, Hirsch Feed Parts Department, for this month only, original Bad Boy mower blades will be at $17.99 each and competitive priced aftermarket blades for $12.99. Plus, we have 2 quarts of 10W30 motor oil and 1 Oregon brand oil filter for the combined price of $14. Come see the number one customer service parts department at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
6 minutes, 9 seconds left in the ball game. The Grizzlies have an 8-point lead on State Fair here in Sedalia tonight. 6:09 to play. Grizzlies looking for win number 11. Sean Glass at the line to shoot. First try. Good. Sean Glass and Javian Downey picked up the secondary scoring for the Grizzlies. That's made a big difference. Next try is good. Sean Glass makes it 52-42. Back to a 10-point game. Gunnels front court, right point, right side. Brantford back in the ball game for State Fair. Gives it up at the right point. And Daye with a 3, and it's good. So where Bradford left off, and Daye is picked up. 9.5, 11 for the game. 52-45, 7-point game. Crossover, Downey all the way in, right-hand scoop layup, no good, got fouled, and he'll shoot 2, and Mobley just got his 4th foul, probably. It'll be 2 shots for Javian Downey. That is the 4th. It's the 4th foul on Ndaye instead. That's, in a way, even better than Mobley picking up his 4th. Meanwhile, Javian Downey at the line. First try, no good. Every point an important point, especially when you're trying to break a losing streak. And the Grizzlies are in decent shape, 5:42 to go, up by 7. Javian again, puts it up again, and good. Javian has made as many as he's missed. He's 4 out of 8, but the Grizzly lead goes up to 8, 53-45. Gunnels takes it to the hole, lays it up and good. Really good move by Gunnels, circling around the right wing and just cut hard to the basket. He has 7. 53-47. Glass out front, drives in, kicks it right corner. Downey Lob over to Riley Whitaker. We're in no big rush here. Here's Sean with a three in the right corner. That's off the back iron. Rebound, Brantner. Front court. This is a big possession. Tunnels, left point. Three ball. Good. It's a three-point ball game now. It was 11 just a little while ago. But you knew this was going to happen. Urji Hanami on the right sideline. Crossover, steps through, gets hung up, got fouled. And that is going to be the double bonus now on State Fair. Grizzlies have only committed three fouls this half. Second foul call on Sam Bradford for the runners, and Lionel will, or actually Urji will go to the line. Urji Hanami has 7 points tonight. Three-point game, Urji at the line, free throw no good. You win and you lose games, close games, from 15 feet away. Next try, it's good. Timeout will be called by the Grizzlies. It'll be a 30-second timeout. 4:45 to play, 54-50. Grizzlies by four, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Bailey, Chevy, and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Built to work. Born to play, the Chevy Silverado is the truck that does it all. Power, performance, and reliability, mile after mile. If you're looking for a truck that won't let you down, it's time for a Silverado from Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come see the difference the Bailey Factor makes for you.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
The Grizzlies have a four-point lead. They've outscored State Fair from the free throw line by six. For the night, the Grizzlies are 14 out of 24 from the free throw line. So we've missed 10 of those things. Here we go back to play. Gunnels, backdoor cut. Bradford goes up inside, lays it in. It's a two-point game as Bradford cut in from the left corner and got a lay-in. ...54-52 with 4:25 left. Ryan Richardson out to Urji Hanami. Screen, Urji has it knocked away, but a foul will be called on Ndaye for a blocking foul. That was the right call. And he just fouled out of the ball game. So he played a big part in this team coming back and tightening this game up. It's 54-52 now. He finishes with 11 points. Jen Hansen will check back in for State Fair. So they go from 6'8 to 6'10 in the post. And the shooter, Urji Hanami. Two shots. First try, good. Urji with one more, 55-52 with 4:13 to play. It is in the air, and it looks good. It is good. 56-52. Gunnels, front court. Top of the circle. Crossover to the right elbow. Spins back to the middle. Keeps the dribble going. And good defense by Sean Glass. To the left corner. Mobley. Dribbles over the top. Curls over. Right hand shot off the board. No good. But a foul on Ryan Richardson. We'll stop the clock. And I think we got another media timeout. 3:57 to play. Second half. It's a barn burner. 56-52. Grizzlies by four. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, kids' craft days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
The shooter will be Tyson Mobley for State Fair. 3:57 to go in the ball game. The Grizzlies have Sean Glass along with Urji Hanami, Ryan Richardson, Lionel Kimwemba, and Riley Whitaker. That's your starting five right there. First free throw is good by Tyson Mobley. State Fair is 6 out of 8 from the line tonight. Grizzlies have shot 26. Next one good. Mobley makes it a 2-point game again. 56-54, under 4 minutes to go. Sean Glass is guarded by Alex Gunnels up the left side. Now spins back towards the sideline to the right point. Ryan Richardson drives to the corner. Picked up by Brantner. Crossover to the baseline. Spins back to the middle. Turns up and under and good. Ryan had it for a long time and finally made it pay off. 58-54. Jared Fay screams at his team, come on, play some defense, get a stop. Gunnels on the left side, Brantner, picked up by Sean Glass. To the right wing, Mobley up fake, dribbles down against Richardson, keeps his dribble, cross-court pass, Gunnels with a long three, no good. Ball will go long to the corner, Brantner chased it down, don't let him shoot it. Back to Gunnels on the left wing, under 3 minutes to play. Grizzlies by 4. 58-54. Mobley has it. Curl over the top, left elbow. That kid needs some new tennis shoes. He is sliding all over the place. Mobley is. Down the key, Gunnels fade away with 2 on the shot clock. No good. And the rebound to Riley Whitaker. And a big, big defensive stop for West Plains right there. For the Grizzlies, that is. MSU West Plains. And they come back with a 4-point lead and the ball. Sean Glass, left corner, back out to Whitaker. If we used all the shot clock here, that wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing. Ball knocked away from Ryan. Now a double team, 7 on the shot clock. Got to get rid of it. Someone's going to have to shoot this thing. And Richardson just threw it up there to try to hit the rim, and it was an air ball and picked up by State Fair. So that's a turnover. Now 3. Bradford at the point. No good. Rebound to Riley Whitaker. Again, let me say, not a bad thing to run all the time off the shot clock here. Up by 4. And a whistle and timeout called by the Grizzlies. And timeout with 1:50 to play. This will surely be a full timeout, and it will be. Back in 1 minute, 58-54 Grizzlies. Back to Sedalia. In 60 seconds on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit ozarkshealthcare.com.
Give Local First is a local registered 501c3 organized by people who are local to our area. Give Local First fundraises throughout the year and puts the money back into our communities where there's a need. Since 2014, over $215,000 has been distributed in Howell, Ozark, Douglas, Oregon, Shannon, Texas, and Wright counties. For more information or to donate, visit givelocalfirst.org or call 417-256-3131.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
They're playing the theme from Bonanza here. I grew up watching Bonanza all the time when I was a little kid. Never knew that the song actually had lyrics. It does. Anyway, 58-57, you've got your useless knowledge of the day right there. Inbound play in the backcourt. Grizzlies have it with a four-point lead, 58-54. Sean Glass, front court, back over Riley in the right corner. 140 and counting. Two-possession game. In the right corner, Richardson has it. They clear out. Back cross court. Riley, big three, and no good. Rebound long, though, picked up by Richardson. Now to Sean Glass, and the Grizzlies hold on to it. Up by four. 1:20 to play. Fresh shot clock, 20 seconds. Now Urgy has it. Seven on the shot clock. Urgy pulls up. Kicks it across, Whitaker, and good at the shot clock buzzer. Riley with a three, and that may seal the game right there. 61-54. Left side Gunnels down the key, leans in, shoots no good. Late call and a foul. They were going to let it go had it gone in, but it didn't. So a foul on the Grizzlies, Lionel Kimwemba. You go back and look at the video of that. I think you'll see that I was correct. Gunnels just went in and just turned his back to the basket, flipped the ball up there, and got the foul call after the Grizzlies had the ball. Gunnels misses the first free throw try. As my old friend Tim Salee would have said, that was a little bit of justice. Here's the next try, though. Good. One out of two. 61-55. 55 seconds to go. We got to just take care of the ball and get it to the offensive end. A lot of grabbing going on here. Long pass up the floor. Hunami all the way to the basket. Lays it up and good. Urgy Hunami as the Grizzlies attack. 63-55. Run clock run. 40 seconds left. No fouls. Lean in shot. Gunnels up off the board and good. 63-57. Lob on the inbound. Downey fouled in the backcourt with 37 seconds to go. Well, after the last game, the prospect of sealing a win against State Fair at the line, it's kind of a scary prospect, but the Grizzlies have gotten to the line 18 times. This will be the 19th attempt for the Grizzlies tonight. Javian Downey's been there for a bunch of them. This is his ninth attempt. Shoots two. First try, good. Javian is now 5 out of 9 with one more to come. 64-57. Grizzlies in good shape. 37 seconds to go. Next try, good. Lionel Kimwemba back in for defense. Out there with Riley Whitaker, Sean Glass, Ryan Richardson, and Urgy Hunami. Here they come with Gunnels. 65-57, 34 seconds left. You just don't want to foul. Here's a three at the point. That's good. And Riley Whitaker. And they will foul him in the backcourt with 28 seconds to go. John Brantner with his third foul. 28 seconds left. We'll talk to Jared Fay after this game is over. And Neymar Don's Auto Service, player of the game. Riley Whitaker is certainly a candidate. First free throw, no good. That three he made a while ago, I mean, big, big three. Next try is good. Riley makes one out of two. He has 9 points, 66-60, 28 seconds to go. Two-possession game. Gunnels down the key all the way, lays it up with the left hand, good. Gotta move. Timeout called by the Grizzlies. Couldn't get the ball inbounds with 23 seconds to go, so they call timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout with a score Grizzlies 66, Roadrunner 62, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Dr. Greg, Hirsch Feed Parts Department, for this month only, original Bad Boy mower blades will be at $17.99 each and competitive priced aftermarket blades for $12.99. Plus, we have 2 quarts of 10W30 motor oil and 1 Oregon brand oil filter for the combined price of $14. Come see the number one customer service parts department at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Only 23 seconds to go. The Grizzlies have the ball in the backcourt. State Fair has been reduced to fouling, and the Grizzlies are in the double bonus. Inbound to Downey, fouled immediately. And Mobley, either Mobley or Brantner. And that is the fifth foul on John Brantner. John Brantner fouls out with 7. Second Roadrunner to foul out of the ballgame tonight. So, JV and Downey so far tonight, 2, 4, 6, 8. He shot 10, and he's made 6. First try, good. '67-'62. And you hear a pin drop in this place, you'd think the home crowd would be making a little racket. Next try. Rims off, no good. Rebound, Brantner has it. 20 seconds left. Down the key, all the way in, right hand layup, good. 16 seconds to go, 3-point game. Now Downey will be fouled again. So Bradford gets the layup at the other end. He has 18 points. And we'll walk to the other end, and JV and Downey, who missed his last one, we'll get 2 more here. One out of 2 may do it. 2 would be better. But we need 1. Here it is. No good. Off the lip of the rim. Well, up by 3, 15 seconds to go. 1 more free throw. Come on, Javian. Here it is. Good. 68-64, and again, if you're the Grizzlies, you just don't foul. And you foul. But they're not in the bonus. That's only the 6th team foul. Sean Glass will get the 2nd foul for him tonight. Lionel is back in. Urgy is back in. Javian is out. Here's the inbound play. Gunnels with it. Down by 4. Left side, Brantner, don't foul. Here's a driving layup up off the board. Good with 5.6 seconds to go. Ball is inbounded and a quick foul. So now, 4.5 seconds left. Whoever shoots, and I think it's Urgy. He is 3 out of 4 tonight. He's made his last 3. Urgy could seal the win here with 2 free throws. Probably ensure, at worst, overtime. First try is good. 69-66, 5 seconds to go. If Virgie makes this, we win. We win 70-66. And we're going to let them do whatever they want to here. Pull up, Gunnels across, threw it out of bounds. Ball game is over. The Grizzlies win it. A final score of 70-66 here at Sedalia tonight. They break the losing streak and now go to 4-6 in region play. We'll come back and total things up and talk to Jared Fay on our postgame coming up next here on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better and offer a wide variety of tires, including lawn and garden tires, farm and agricultural tires. It's that time of year. If you need tire-related services like an alignment or rotation, stop on in. They'll be happy to help you.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Jared Fay is over here to my right and looking approvingly, probably, at the scorebook this evening. Way better balance. A lot of really good things, a lot of better things tonight.
No doubt. You know, first half, we weren't shooting the ball very good, but we were really guarding. Second half, both teams kind of started hitting more shots and we had good energy, got a nice lead on them. They got, you know, Josh Bradford, one of the best players in the league. He can kind of just go get them some buckets, and he always keeps you in the game. But guys had to fight to get a lead, had to fight to keep them off, and again, kind of had to battle back again at the end.
I thought the rebounding and defense kind of went hand in hand, and they've got some size, but they did not get the better of us on the boards tonight.
No, you know, a lot of credit to our group. I mean, you know, we rebound the ball pretty well, and a lot of it's an effort thing. You know, Riley Whitaker's not your prototypical 4-5 man, but he's down there rebounding. He's blocking people out, and just a really good team effort. Really proud of the guys.
And you bring up Riley. Riley's going to be our Don's Auto Service player of the game because he made a few big shots. But, boy, that three late in the game. Was there a bigger shot in the game than
no,
that?
No, that was huge. That's one you missed it right there. They got the ball. They're hot. They're hitting shots. You know, definitely could have gone the other way. But Riley's a battler, and really proud of him. And, you know, he deserves to have some success.
I don't mean to bring up bad memories, but we did much better at the free throw line tonight. 24 out of 36 from the line. That's a lot more productive.
Much better. We talked about it before the game. We wanted to play so hard. If we went over 25 from the free throw line, we're still going to find a way to win. Try not to think about it too much. Guys will be able to relax and make some big free throws for us.
And you had Ryan had 18. You had Urgy had 14. You had Javian that had 14. Three sophomores that stepped up tonight.
Yep, no doubt. And Sean Glass was 12. And, you know, other guys contributed. Jaylon, you just see him kind of getting better and better every game. And the freshmen are figuring it out a little bit, too, to help our sophomores.
So now we'll have Mineral Area. This is the time of the year when we get to the postseason, get to the postseason tournaments and all that stuff. Again, it comes down to, it doesn't matter what your record is, how are you playing at the time? This was the best that we've played in a while, I thought.
Yeah, no doubt. You just want to keep getting better and better. This is the time of the year where some teams maybe don't have as much fight as they did earlier. And I'm really, you know, happy with our guys every day. They're in there working, they're battling every day in practice. There's a lot of fight in them.
Nice coaching move, by the way, in the second half when you had your kids triple team Bradford out front, and he just gave the ball up, and he got a little dejected for a little while after that. That worked real. Yeah, that's some pretty good coaching right there.
Well, I don't know. We'd have put four guys or five or six if they had allowed us to, but he's a really good player. Urgy did a good job on him down the stretch a little bit there, too. Didn't let him get the ball because, you know, he gets in his streak, and you feel like every time he touches the ball, he's going to score somehow. So we did a good job on him.
Chicken dinner. We'll see you Saturday.
All right. Thanks,
all right. That's coach of the Grizzlies, and Jared Fay and his team winners tonight. They beat State Fair by a final of 70-66. The Grizzlies had four players in double figures in this basketball game. 18 for Ryan Richardson, 14 apiece for Javian Downey and Urji Hanami, 12 points for Sean Glass, 9 for Riley Whitaker, including a couple of huge three-point shots in the second half, 2 apiece for Ethan Smith and Jake Sage. Leading scorer for the Roadrunners was Sam Bradford. He finished tonight with 20 points. So the Grizzlies go now to 11-15, 4-6 in league play. State Fair falls to 16-7. And 2-6. And we'll see you Saturday. It's homecoming for the Grizzlies against Mineral Area. And tomorrow night we'll have Zizzer basketball from Branson as West Plains takes on the Pirates. Till then, for Dylan Groves in the studio, I'm Harlan Hutchison. A winner in Sedalia tonight. Grizzlies 70, State Fair 66. Good night from Sedalia.
This has been Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports. Brought to you by Bailey Chevrolet in Pontiac, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm, MSU Athletics Department, and Ozarks Healthcare. Thanks for listening to Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports.